4, CBA Mobile.
WWZ Mobile.
Ever work? I mean, you're always on the radio.
I went into work at 3 o'clock last night and got off at 10, so... And my boss didn't want me to work anymore today, so I'm heading home.
Do the rest of the day.
To work on... 1, getting an Anycone 878UV2+, with the SkyBridge Plus package. Setting up Bridgecom accounts and trying to get my DNR ID. And then I'm going to relax, but first I'm going to eat.
Driving through a lot of QRM right there, and I don't know how well I would be cut through. On the receipt. All right, well, that sounds like a good idea. You know, usually when people come home from work, they eat supper and go to bed, so that's what I'd be doing.
I'm the exact opposite of a vampire. I can't sleep during the day. I can't do it. But my next job should not be like this, so I should have plenty of time to be awake and still do my stuff and then go to work tomorrow. Uh-oh.
Bye. They finally caught up with you. It's about time. Well, you know, when you get my age, you could just about sleep standing up.
I believe it. You know, my aunt, she was probably in her 50s when this happened, but it was one of the times my mama got sick and had to be in the hospital. I was still a child at the time. Let me say this. She sat in an office desk chair, right? So you know what an office desk chair is?
Continue on I-385 North for 4 miles.
And she was able to sleep and that thing sitting up. I don't know how she done it. That impressed me. I don't know how she could just sit in that thing, sleeping like that.
And I could sleep in a chair, an office chair sitting up. I mean, you know, if you get tired enough, you'd be amazed where you can sleep. And if you have sleep deprivation from... Well, that comes from different sources, but I have sleep apnea. Before I was diagnosed, heck, you know, I could probably sleep just about anywhere, so, you know, it's just the way it is.
That, well, be safe and try not to do that while you're driving. That's dangerous. Dangerous. Can I tell you what happened at work this morning?
About it. I'm KB4 CBA. Go ahead.
Energy was. But anyway, we was out on the road. We got our paper set up and everything. Well, he's flagging like normal. Everything was okay. And then we had a drunk driver who was also intoxicated from weed and a whole bunch of other different drugs, more than likely. We could smell him when he got out of the car. Anyway, he went speeding through the zone. My partner almost got hit. If he had come any more closer to me, I would have gotten hit. And not to mention the pipeline people would have gotten hit. And their backup. And we made him get off the side of the road, or get on the side of the road, because we were going to call the police. Because in a moment like that, let me just say, if somebody is doing stuff like that, they're posing a threat to human life and property, and they need to be stopped. Now, I can't blame people for wanting to do drugs and stuff like that, because, you know, we all have to deal with some pretty rough stuff. No matter what it is, we all have to deal with some rough things. But if you're going to do it, and you're going to do stuff that's illegal, just stay home. Just stay home and don't get out on the road. You know, you can't do any harm if you stay home. But we called 911, and the police said, we can't do anything about it.
Anything about it, unless you've got a video, or unless they see it themselves, or unless there's, you know, bodily harm, like somebody's laying there dead or something, then they get involved.
Well, what happened to the concept of the citizen's arrest, but I'm just going to be straight up. It's a Class D felony to stay through a work zone.
Okay, so never been charged with a Class D felony, or B, or whatever you said. We had, when I was working at the Mazda dealership on Motor Mile, there was a guy working down the street there at 85 and Lawrence, and several guys, I don't know what they were doing, they were, you know, with the DOT, and he got killed. A car hit him and killed him, and so, I mean, it happens, and it's sad. And this was during the daytime.
Yeah, don't do it just about any time of day.
Yeah, subject, you were, you said something about DMR. What are you going to be doing with DMR?
Well, first I'm going to apply for a DMR ID. I've got to do all this kind of stuff for the FCC, and then get the copy, print it off, and then take a picture of it, submit it on radioid.com. And then my plan is, I've already bought the membership to Bridgecom. So I got the Bridgecom Plus membership. My next goal is to finish setting up the regular Bridgecom, the Bridgecom Plus account, and then I'm going to use a $150 credit. I'm going to finance the radio. I'm going to get the SkyBridge package, and I'm going to see it. I'm going to try and get the Anytone 878 UV2 Plus.
You can't hide money. That's all I can say about that. The most of the DMR systems I've seen were HTs. Why is that?
Got it like this. With analog, on the HT, you can only use 5 watts power, and you might be able to reach somebody on the repeater. With DMR, you have an HT that's hooked via the internet wirelessly to the hotspot. With the hotspot, you can access and talk on any repeater. It's a DMR repeater that you want to, and you ain't got to worry about line of sight.
That makes perfect sense. You're talking on the internet, in other words.
Pretty much. To be honest, it's sort of like using Echo Link, but instead of using Echo Link, you're actually talking through a radio. Plus, this radio is capable of transmitting and receiving on DMRS. You can listen to FM broadcast radio. All that sorts of stuff, and we use GMRS, it works, so it's perfect for me, because I could have my ham radio and use it at work, so I like that.
Interesting. I'll have to do some more reading about DMR. I've heard people talking about it, just don't know much about it.
Doing, Dave? Let me guess. You're going to play tennis.
Dave Ghost Rider, I've already played tennis, and I'm taking my stinky, sweaty self home, and I'm going to kick back and take it easy for a little bit. And I got another match at 6 o'clock, so I'll grab a bite to eat sometime or another. And between now and then, and probably about 4:30, and then I'll head back to the courts about 5:15.
Matt, well, if I'm on the radio, then I'll try and get you a hold.
Well, I'm going to use a southern term here. I am a-fixin' to turn into the driveway, so I'm going to say adios, and we will talk to you later. You have a good rest of your day, and have fun with the DMR. 73, so I'll clear out after your final KB4CBA.
Onto West Jones Avenue.
Roger that, Bay. 73 to you, sir. It's a pleasure talking to you, as always. Hope to do it again very soon.
In 600 feet, turn right onto South Carolina 183 P. Hollis Boulevard.
And
turn right onto South Carolina 183 P. Hollis Boulevard.
I will, I'll let you know how this DMR thing goes. 73, KO4WWC. I'll be on the side listening for any space. My dad keeps up.